Welcome again to Markham Baptist Church. We hope that someday soon you'll be able to walk through the doors of our building here at 110 Church Street. But for now, we're caring for the health and safety of you and all the congregational members of this church, trusting that during this pandemic time, you're safe wherever you're worshiping. We want to congratulate those who have graduated this spring, people who are on their way to either high school or off to universities or colleges, or perhaps another career path and a chance to advance your dreams. We trust that you'll be blessed by God. Today, participating in the service are several people. Pepito and Heidi will be sharing in music today. Gahani and Kevin will be reading from the Psalms and the Gospel. We hope that you'll like us on Facebook, that you'll continue to subscribe to this YouTube channel. And again, we hope that someday you'll walk through the doors of this building and we can greet you. Hear this call to worship today. A love that never ceases, a creativity that designed the universe, a hope that cannot be quenched, a pursuit of reconciliation no matter what the cost. These are the things that are of God. Let's worship this God, the God who draws us together in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and our Savior. Let's worship. Would you join me in prayer? We come to you, O God, to thank you for everything that is good in this world. And we come to you to cry out for all that is wrong. We come to you, O God, to ask for help and restoration. We come to you with both aching hearts and glad souls. And most of all, we come in the living name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning for our children's time comes from Luke 5, 29 to 32. Later, Levi held a banquet in his home with Jesus as his guest of honor. Many of Levi's fellow tax collectors and other guests also ate with them. But the Pharisees and their teachers of religious law complained bitterly to Jesus' disciples. "Why do you eat and drink with such scum?" Jesus answered them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know that they are sinners and need to repent." This morning, Pastor Craig is going to be speaking on welcome, welcoming those. But the definition of welcome can mean different things. And according to the dictionary, welcome means an insistence or manner of greeting someone. So when you answer your front door when guests arrive, you say, "Hi, welcome." And that's something that God did in the story we just read in Luke. Jesus sat down at a table and he welcomed all who wanted to dine with him. The Pharisees and the religious leaders looked at it as Jesus was the perfect person. Jesus was the Son of God, so he should be dining with the perfect, the kings and queens of the time. But Jesus made a simple statement. Sick people or healthy people don't go to see a doctor, sick people do. And that is how Jesus looked at it, is he came to find sinners that needed to repent. He came to find the tax collectors, the prostitutes, the outcasts, the lepers of his time, to call on them and say, "Follow me." He welcomed anyone who came to his presence. We hear time and time again in different Bible stories of Jesus teaching and people pushing through crowds to meet Jesus. A man was even lowered from the ceiling of a temple so that he could be healed because he could not get in front of Jesus. Jesus also encouraged his disciples to let the little children come to him. In those times, children were considered lower than adults and men. So Jesus said, "No, let the little children come to me." God welcomed all. And that's what we need to do today. We need to welcome all. I'm excited to be soon, hopefully, joining with you live and in person at Markham Baptist, where we can welcome each other back into the building of God. I hope you all have an incredible morning and enjoy the rest of your week. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for welcoming us into your home. for welcoming us into the kingdom of God. Lord, you sent your son Jesus to bring us home to you, to sit by your side in heaven. We thank you for making so much room so that all are welcome. All who are thirsty, all who are weak, can come to the fountain and drink from the stream of life that you provide us, Lord. Lord, as we go out into our week, may we remember your spirit and your greatness of welcoming those all around us in. May we do the same and follow in your example. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 89. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Happy are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. They exalt in your name all day long and extol your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Thanks be to God.
Here I am, just a poor man, made poorer still by the knowledge of the riches I have squandered. Oh, I wonder, I stand convicted, even knowing that the deepest of my wounds were mostly self-inflicted. Where did my heart go? Where have I been? You opened my eyes to the darkness and lies, and I shut them again. And I wanna go home to my father. I wanna be part of where my heart says I belong. I wanna wash my weary soul in living water. I've been away way too long, and I wanna go home. The boundaries of my freedom, I was looking for fences that would keep me in, and I found there were none. Only your sweet love, Lord, fool that I've been. You broke the chains of my heartache and pain, and I forged them again. And I wanna go home to my father. I wanna be part of where my heart says I belong. I wanna wash my weary soul in living water. I've been away way too long, and I wanna go. Forgive myself, it's harder to forget. I need you to hold me and heal me, to mold me and steal me, By the power of your word to be the sun, you call me to be. I wanna go home to my father. I wanna be part of where my heart says I belong. I wanna wash my weary soul in living water. I've been away way too long, and I wanna go home.
This morning's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the word of the Lord.
This whole passage can be summed up in Jesus' opening words, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes him who sent me." Hospitality is a big thing in Scripture. It was a major thing in Jesus' teachings. We all remember the golden rule in Matthew 7 and recorded also in Luke chapter 6, which says, "Do to others as you want others to do to you." In other words, if you don't want to be pushed around by other people, if you don't like that, don't boss other people around. If you want to be treated with respect and dignity, make sure that's the way you treat the people that you see on a daily basis. If you wish someone would give you a break on a day when it's just a harder day than usual for you, make sure when you're standing in line at the grocery store or somewhere else and the cashier or someone behind you is losing patience, make sure you're not the one losing patience as well, but give them a break. Recognize that perhaps they need an opportunity to receive your grace and forgiveness. Caring about others and treating them the way we would like to be treated ourselves is a great start. But it's just that. It's just a start if we want to live the way Jesus invites his followers to live. If we're interested in representing Jesus by the character of our lives, we still have a long ways to go. Because Jesus doesn't say, simply treat others the way you want to be treated. He goes further than that in this passage in Matthew, telling us that we are actually to understand and think about how Jesus himself would wish to be treated. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the God who sent me. Jesus pushes us to look at the people that we interact with daily as if they were Jesus, as though Jesus were standing in that room with us. So think about that. How would you feel talking to Jesus? I tell you, the more I think about it, the less comfortable I am. When was the last time you entertained royalty? After all, we're talking about Jesus, the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace that we're inviting to dinner. When was the last time you chewed the fat with a dignitary? I mean, he is Lord of Lords that we're sharing a cup of coffee with. When was the last time you hosted someone famous or influential? He is the Lord of life, the creator of heaven and earth. He's the savior of the world. He's the one we're sitting down at the kitchen table with. I remember a few years ago meeting David Johnston. He was then Governor General of Canada. He was the Queen's representative in our country. And there I was in a long lineup of people waiting to shake his hand. My heart was racing and I was looking forward to seeing him, but wondering exactly what I would have to say. He was a man of influence. He was a man of great achievement. He was professor of law at Queen's University and the University of Toronto. He was principal and vice chancellor at McGill University. He was in Harvard's Athletic Hall of Fame, and he had been awarded the Order of Canada. When it came my turn, it was his hand that was extended to mine first, and his arm I felt around my back, drawing me into the conversation. He couldn't have been more welcoming and gracious to me. Is that not the way Christ is with us? He's the first to act. He's the one that draws us into his presence with grace and compassion, with forgiveness, with an opportunity to meet the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Maker of heaven and earth, the one who is life itself. Before we ever make a move, God is the one who extends a hand of grace and opportunity to us. Having made the first move, Jesus left the realms of heaven to walk the dusty roads of life with us. Having hung on a cross, he greets us and welcomes us to share the glory of eternity with he and the Father. Even as we approach with our hearts trembling in our throats, he welcomes us with grace and extends a hand of peace. He welcomes us into his presence with prayer and our time of thanksgiving with him. The psalmist speaks of God's steadfast love. In Scripture, steadfast love is actually an exclusive characteristic of God. It's not something that is given to humanity in Scripture. Even though the words are used over 400 times, they're the characteristic of God. The steadfast love of the Lord, or the loving kindness of God, as it's translated in other places. That steadfast love, that loving kindness, overwhelms us because it's something that is not a natural part of our lives. It's a learned behavior because it's a characteristic that comes to us from God himself. It's hard for us to conceive of steadfast love when life changes constantly around us. And yet it is the promise of God for the people of God. Our hearts are trembling, and yet they're quieted. Our nerves are stilled and settled, because to all who receive him, he gives the power to be called the children of God. Before I could stammer a nervous word to David Johnston, he was there welcoming me into his presence with ease, inquiring about what brought me to that moment in time or to that event. And Jesus is very much that way, inquiring of our lives to invite a sense of openness, to welcome us with grace. Whether it is through prayer that we're entering his presence, or seeing him through the words of Scripture, or quietly sitting in his presence, Christ invites us to open ourselves to him, to reflect on what draws us close to him in that moment in time, whether it's a need of ours or a concern for others or a moment of thanksgiving that we want to express to God. Our presence here on earth is to be one of welcome and invitation to all that we see and speak with on a daily basis. When we show hospitality to others, we're doing more than simply being Christ to them. We are opening our eyes and our hearts and our lives to seeing Christ alive in them. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Jesus is speaking here to his followers. He's teaching them, reminding them that when itinerant preachers or missionaries come through town looking for a place to sleep or a meal to eat, that they're the ones to provide it. The Bible treats hospitality as a gift of the Spirit, but along with that, it's also the responsibility of every follower or disciple of Jesus Christ. Do not neglect, says Hebrews, to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without even knowing it. And yet, to bar shut the doors of our lives or our churches or the neighborhoods we live in, well, we do that more than we would care to admit. We want to believe that we are welcoming to everyone, but are we really? We want to believe that we're welcoming to all people, no matter whether or not they look exactly like us or have the same accent in their voices, or their lives, or their behaviors. But do we? We're excited to extend a hand, figuratively, I guess, in these COVID days, to people who don't necessarily share the same level of education or the same kind of bank account or savings that we have. We'd like to think we treat everyone fairly, but do we? Surely we don't demand everyone to look just like us or behave just like us. Or do we? We may be more at ease with people who share common interests with us and similar backgrounds to us. And in that we find our logic for being welcome to all, but just more welcoming to some than to others, perhaps. In Matthew, Jesus asks us to look at some of these tough questions and to reflect in our lives critically. Questions about the quality of our welcome to others. We pay a cost for the kind of exclusive behavior that too many have tolerated for far too long, both in and outside of the church. Jesus' model for us is one of tenderness and compassion, not judgment or devaluation of another human soul. When we welcome the stranger, we are welcoming Jesus himself. We are welcoming Christ into our midst, which means that when we shut the door, when we close our hearts or shut ourselves off to those who are not exactly like us or share the same background or education or bank account level as we might have, we are in effect closing our lives off and shutting our hearts to Jesus himself. We are closing the door to Christ's influence upon that human being. Jesus says that we're to take the love that we have for our family and our closest friends and to extend that love to the stranger, to the people that aren't our usual friend. To extend that love in a way that goes beyond what we would dare to do otherwise before we had known Jesus Christ himself. To see what God in Jesus Christ can do in and through that life if we keep that door open. We are not to be gatekeepers to the community of Christ. Our work is to welcome, to share that cup of cold water with anyone in need, to offer it to the stranger in our midst. They are the persons, after all, for whom Christ died. They are people whom God loves. And they are persons through whom Christ's Spirit is alive and working in. They, like us, are waiting in line with hearts pounding through their chest, wondering if when the time is right, we will see them. Who are we to close our eyes to them, or our hearts to them, or that door, a door through which Christ hopes to enter their lives too? To receive them with grace and forgiveness and offer them his love. It's a steadfast love, a love that lasts throughout the generations. As I see it, my job is to proclaim God's steadfast love through all generations. I think that's something I can do, I want to do, with God being my helper. I hope you'll join me.
Sitting at Father, when she looks him in the eye, his heart is broken open wide, and he feels the hand of God reach out through him. As heaven touches earth.
Oh, 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 we bring the kingdom come. Oh, 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 with every act of love, Jesus, help us carry. Every act of love, we bring the kingdom come.
There's silence at the table. He wants to talk, but he's not able. All the shame that's locked in deep inside. Oh, but her words are the medicine.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. We praise you for this gift, O God. We thank you for loving us, not for who we are, but because of who you are. For inviting us into this new day, welcoming us into your presence, encouraging us to approach with confidence your throne of grace, anticipating further blessings. Meet us in our need this day, O God, not simply that we will find security or peace for ourselves, but so that we might be vehicles of your kindness and strength and share the hope that is within us. Forgive us for our mistakes and missteps and misgivings in the face of all that you have already done for us, promised to us, and given for us. Thank you for your willingness and extravagant love. Teach us, O Lord, how to love in the days before us so that people will see Jesus. Many days, the way before us seems stacked against us, obstructed, blocked, doors closed to us that otherwise might be open. And so we pray for our loved ones and those encountering COVID fears. We pray for your saving us from the prevalence of the sin of racism and for our part in it. We pray for all those feeling the pain of economic uncertainty or the wounds of abuse or the strains of mental health and the concerns among family and friends. We pray for those preparing to bring new life into this world, so that all would be blessed by peace and joy. We pray for those who have recently graduated, those who are looking forward to the next new adventure. Lord, bless them with open doors of opportunity and open hearts to new friendships and learnings. Fill our hearts until they might overflow with love to those we meet in this season of our lives, that we might live fully in the confidence of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. May you be that open door to someone this week. May you be that inviting presence. May you be that word of grace and kindness to a person whose life will be changed because of it. And may God grant you progress and joy in the faith. Amen.
Written on the cardboard in her hand. Over when she looks him in the eye, his heart is broken open wide, and he feels the hand of God reach out through.